Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. This is Ruben calling from Local Splash. How you doing, man?
Ruben, Ruben, did you clock in or did you not clock in, Ruben?
I had to come in a little later today. I'm so sorry about the hassles there. I'm just following up right now. Is it a good time?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is the perfect time, actually.
Okay, good. Let me just pull this up. I understand you spoke with Catherine earlier today, right? Let me
Yes,
see.
I wanted to make an open phone or ring central, and I remember that before when I did it, they asked me, I made it for the clothing business and virtual number. So they asked me for a privacy policy on the website.
Okay.
So I told Catherine that I need the privacy policy, and then after they did the privacy policy, something was missing. No, not something was missing, actually. Something was added that shouldn't be there. So
Something
let
that
me just
added that shouldn't
double.
be there. Okay.
Yeah, because they put a location is Columbus 1234, and then they put a random 614 number. I don't know who did it, but I told her and they fixed it now. Now we're good. Now we're good.
I don't see that there, so they probably did.
But Ruben, if you click on services, right? And you scroll all the way down on the laptop, I think, because I saw it earlier. You could see Springboro, Hamilton, all these city names, bro.
Let me check, okay? Give me a moment.
Click on the laptop.
Yes,
Because on
I'm
the phone, I don't see it no more.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because I do see an update from our web developers earlier today saying they updated that there, but I do see it still under the
On the
contact
laptop.
us, on contact us, not on services. On services, I don't see anything there. I'm looking at the different ones.
But yeah, it's serving Centerville, Day and Fairborn, Fairfield, Hamilton, Huber Heights, Mason, Miamisburg, Montgomery County, Marin, and Westchester.
That's in
Ruben,
contact us, right?
bro, Ruben, I be getting calls from outside the range, bro.
From outside the range? Let me see.
Yes. I want to get Springfield. We canceled that Springfield long time ago. You know what I feel like, to be honest with you? If I ask you to do something, you pass it to the tech team, and then they just sleep on it. It's not you, it's them.
Let me look into this.
So,
Let me see what's going on. When did you get that call today?
yeah, Springfield, yeah, I go my motherfucking face. That city is cheesy, bro.
All right. So for example, today you've had four clicks so far. Now all of them, I see they're tagged in Dayton. They're actually in Dayton. I see one of the searches that they clicked on was actually towing in Springfield, but it seems that
Yes.
it was done from Dayton. So we need to check exactly why it came up on the search.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Some people open their Google, right? While they're driving on the highway, passing Dayton, right? They open the same tab again, but they change the search. It will show the last location they were at. And that's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, no, it happens. It actually happens. So that's
So
one of the
we
reasons
need
why.
to eliminate the bro radius 20 miles max from my location, from my home address.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely gonna add that as a negative keyword, right? Because like I said,
Even
even if
if you do 15 miles from where I'm at, 20 is good, but I don't want it more than 20. I don't need people to call me from outside, like those cities, because the city that the area I'm at is people who's actually like straight up someone that don't have insurance, so they're gonna expect high prices when it comes to towing. But other past 20 miles, it gets fucked up. I don't like to, like the areas are like the people are cheap and areas is not as good as you know.
okay. Yeah, no, I'll definitely double check the service areas where there are Google Ads specialists, just to make sure that we're not showing within, after 20 miles.
Even if you don't have to do miles, can you do zip codes or cities, zip codes, and that's it?
Yeah, we can certainly do zip codes too.
If we can do zip codes, I can do it with you on the phone right now. We search like Miamisburg, and then I'll send you the zip codes. There is, every city has 2, 3, 4, 5 zip codes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. I can actually pull the zip codes for you. I mean, usually what I do is I get the map, and then I get the zip codes that are within that area. I mean, if you want to do the mile radius, we could do it that way. Or if you want to send me the zip codes, we can certainly do it that way as well.
You have a camera for the cars outside. 1 second, Ruby.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yes, Roman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here with you.
Alright, Porter, you want to talk?
Yeah, 1 second. I'm ready when you are, Abdul, okay?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
I got 45459, that's my zip code.
Mm-hmm. 4, 5, 4, 5, 8. 4, 5, 4, 5, 9, 5, 8. What else?
1 second, Billy. Thanks, sir. 11? Should I put it back and then take it? Okay, thanks. You're good. Okay, Ruben, zip code is
45305. Mm-hmm.
And then 45440.
Okay.
Thanks, sir. And then...
Four five four one nine zero nine. What else?
4543 4543
4566.
And I like you, those are the cities that I'm interested in.
Okay. So I'll,
yeah, like 3-4 cities.
In this case, there this is an Azwood show exclusively in these zip codes here. I will go ahead and make the adjustments with my Google Ads specialist right now, so we can get them done.
For a reference, it's 5 cities, I think. Beaver Creek, Centerville, Kettering, Oakwood, Springboro. So Springboro, Billbrook. And then before I forget, let's add Austin Landing and Miamisburg. That's it.
Austin Landing and Miamisburg.
That's it. It's because let me get you the zip code for Austin Landing and Miamisburg. 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is the last shot for day, and if this shit don't work, I'm going to Columbus.
Definitely.
Austin Landing zip codes. Next, my wife not giving me the zip code. I think it's for, no. Yeah, it's the same, I guess. It's 45342. And then Miami is Big Ohio.
45342?
Yeah, 342, yes. Mm-hmm. Ohio zip code, Miamisburg. Miamisburg has 45342, which is, you got that one, and then now 45343.
243. Okay. Mm-hmm. That'll be both Austin's Landing and Miamisburg?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sounds good. So we can't get more specific than this, right? So I'll go ahead, like we said, talk with the Google Ads specialist. Make sure the adjustments are done. I'll send you a little notification right now, and we'll just keep a lookout on where the ad is clicked on. Okay?
Yes, and please stop those notifications that it keeps telling me that I gotta do the Google Business Profile and this. You can just cancel that. I give you guys every like a week or less, I get email and text. Please verify your Google. No, I don't wanna do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, actually, we did change the package to the hosting only. Now that's gonna kick in this 12. Right, so it's just an automated message that is coming in, but starting this new billing cycle, it's not gonna be shown. Okay,
Ruben, sounds good. you know about ring phone and sensor, ring sensor and open phone?
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. You said ring phone?
Ring sensor or open phone. I need a virtual number, but I know you guys provide only contracting number, right?
Yeah, I mean, we use called Traction Metrics. That's the tool that we use. If you want to look into it, something similar. I don't know if you...
But can I get a phone number, like an actual phone number online, virtual, through an app and the rings, and we transfer the contracting number using that, or should I just get one from open phone?
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with them. I mean,
Do you guys provide actual phone numbers other than the contracting number?
Well, that's the call tracking number is an actual phone number, but it's virtual. So, you know.
But you see, like you told me before, you have to direct it to another phone.
Yes, for somebody to receive it. Uh huh.
Yeah. No, I don't want to. There is online numbers that don't have to get directed, like, you know, like you can have access through an app or something.
Gotcha.
Well, sounds good. That's all, Ruben. Just please make sure they take care of those ads and they make the adjustments as soon as possible, because I'm paying money for no reason. Like, the ad is going, but it's not going as, like, when I was paying $15, I was seeing better results, to be honest with you, or $10 a day.
Okay. I'll definitely bring that up to our Google Ads specialist as well, so we can just have a deep review, and we'll just make sure that it's moving on forward.
Definitely. What's the budget look like?
Let me see.
Or the remaining.
Let me see. Got a moment. Right now we have $129.45 left.
That's 4 days, huh?
$129.45. Yes, that's around 4 days. Actually, your billing cycle is on the 12th, right? Which is when you would need to cover the $49 payment. And I mean, we can go ahead and check if you would need to re-up your balance, right? By that point.
Yeah. I think, I was going to try the last 4 days of having the $30 budget. If that don't go, I'm going to keep dating for $10 a day, just like how we started, and then open Columbus for $30 a day or $25 a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And yeah, I'll open Texas. Call to evaluate. I'll give you a call so we can look into that. Okay.
I think I have to secure Ohio before I secure Texas.
Yeah.
Columbus, the other day you put it in my head, Columbus is a big city.
Yeah, Columbus
is the capital of Ohio. Yeah. Okay,
okay.
Yeah, let's give me a call on the 14th, or the 12th, we said?
Yeah, this Thursday, that's when it's due. Thursday.
I call me Thursday. I'm gonna talk.
Okay, sounds good. I'll give you a call back Thursday then. Okay, no problem.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Ruben.
Have a good day. Likewise. You enjoy your day out there. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.